Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'uzu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawati Islami, and these are the headlines.
Faizan-e-Madina hai, Deen ka paigham, khabar hai ye aam.
Main tamam sogwaron se taziyat karta hoon aur sabr aur himmat se kaam lene ki talqi.
Amir al-Sunnat pays condolences upon the death of various people, offers dua for the forgiveness of the departed, presents Madani purse to the bereaved families.
हमारा मदरसा मशहूर हो जाए खुशबू वाला मदरसा, या उस रास्ते से नहीं, किस रास्ते से चलते, यहाँ से चलते ना तो मदरसे से खुशबू बड़ी प्यारी आती है। तो बाहर से जाएगा तो अंदर भी आएगा, और इंशाल्लाह जब अंदर आएगा तो इसके अंदर दावत इस्लामी आएगा।
A Sunnah-inspired istima is held for the representatives of Madrasatul Madina at Faizan-e-Madina, Faizabad. Rukn-e-Shura and the head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari, delivers a Sunnah-inspired bayan.
حضرت معاویہ جنتی جنتی اور ابو سفیان بھی جنتی. مکی مدنی مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ بے شک اللہ پاک نے میری طرف وہی فرمائی کہ میں اپنی دو شہزادیوں کا نکاح عثمان سے کر دوں. اس سے معلوم ہوا کہ پیارے آقا مدینے والے مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی شہزادیاں یہ بارگاہ الہی میں بڑی مقبول ہیں کہ ان کے نکاح کا فیصلہ اللہ پاک نے فرمایا.
ویکلی سنہ اسپائرڈ اجتماع از ہیلڈ ایٹ دا گلوبل مدنی مرکز فیضان مدینہ ان کراچی. رکن شورا حاجی محمد امین اتاری ڈیلیورز سنہ اسپائرڈ بیان امنگز اسلامک برادرز. A look at the visuals of the Sunnah-inspired istimaat held abroad. A Madrasatul Madina for boys is inaugurated in District Shekhupura, Punjab. Haji Afuraz Attari delivers a bayan. The professor and students of University of Veterinary and Animal Sciences visit Faizan-e-Madina. The representative give them a tour of various departments, present an introduction to the departments of Dawat-e-Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Madani marvels of embracing Islam on the outskirts of Tundu Muhammad Khan in Makan Sharif, Sheikh Birkio. 25 people entered the fold of Islam by the individual efforts of Mubalighine Dawat-e-Islami. The invitation towards righteousness is presented by Dawat-e-Islami in Australia and various European countries. The representatives meet with Islamic brothers, present an introduction to the departments of Dawat-e-Islami.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, after the headlines, let's begin with the message of Amir al-Sunnah. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The one who receives the news of a funeral and he visits the family of the departed and pays condolences to them, Allah Almighty will write one kirat reward for him." Amir al-Sunnah Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadi Razavi Ziyai paid condolences upon the death of various people, offered dua for forgiveness, urged the bereaved families to be patient, and also presented Madani purse.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين. اعمال کام آئیں گے. حضرت سیدنا یزید رقاشی رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں, مجھے یہ بات معلوم ہوئی کہ مردے کو جب قبر میں رکھا جاتا ہے تو اس کے اعمال اسے گھیر لیتے ہیں, پھر اللہ پاک انہیں بولنے کی قوت عطا فرماتا ہے. تو وہ کہتے ہیں, اے قبر میں اکیلے رہ جانے والے, تیرے دوست اور اہل و عیال یعنی خاندان والے بال بچے والے تجھ سے جدا ہو گئے, آج ہمارے سوا تیرا کوئی غم خوار نہیں. پھر مردہ رونے لگتا ہے. اِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. میں تمام سوگواروں سے تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر و ہمت سے کام لینے کی تلقین. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی خاتم النبی جی یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ وصلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے جوار رحمت میں جگہ عطا فرما.
اللہم آمین.
یا رب العالمین اے تمام جہانوں کو پالنے والے, ان کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنے, رحمت کے پھولوں سے ٹھکے, تحت نظر وسیع ہو جائے.
اللہم آمین.
یا اللہ پاک تمام سوگوانوں کو صبر جمیل, اور صبر جمیل پر اجر جزیل رحمت اللہ
اللہم آمین بجائی خاتم النبیین
صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہے, گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزارے, دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہے. ذہن نصیب مرحوم کے اصال ثواب کے لیے اللہ رب العزت کے دیے ہوئے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجئے یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجئے. صلی اللہ علیہ محمد.
At Faizan Madina Faisalabad, a Sunnah inspired istima was held for the representatives of Madrasatul Madina for boys, during which Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari delivered a Sunnah inspired bayan. Let's learn more in this Madani news.
A Sunnah inspired istima was held at the Madani Markaz Faizan Madina in Faisalabad, Punjab, in which the provincial representative of Madrasatul Madina for boys and division representatives as well as administrators participated. On this occasion, Rukne Shura and the head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari delivered a Sunnah inspired bayan on cleanliness and Sunnah of the final Prophet of Allah Almighty Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In this bayan, the administrators of Madrasatul Madina boys from other cities participated via audio and video link.
ہمارا مدرسہ مشہور ہو جائے خوشبو والا مدرسہ. یار اس راستے سے نہیں, اس راستے سے چلتے, یہاں سے چلتے نا تو مدرسے سے خوشبو بڑی پیاری آتی ہے. جو باہر سے جائے گا تو اندر بھی آئے گا, اور انشاءاللہ جب اندر آئے گا تو اس کے اندر دعوت اسلامی آئے گا. ہمارے اخلاق سے, ہمارے پیار سے, ہماری ملاقات سے, ہماری مسکراہٹ سے, ہماری انفرادی کوشش سے, ہمارے دعوت اسلامی کے انٹروڈکشن کا اس کو اتاری بنانے سے, پیر صاحب سے دامن اس کا وابستہ کرنے سے, انشاءاللہ اس کے اندر
Rukne Shura and the head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari distributed gifts among the representatives with notable performances.
One of the 12 religious activities of Dawat Islami is the weekly Sunnah inspired Istima, through which religious knowledge is being spread. Let's tell you about the weekly Sunnah inspired Istima held at the Global Madni Markaz Faizan Madina in Karachi in this report.
حضرت معاویہ جنتی جنتی اور ابو سفیان بھی جنتی.
The devotees Rasool attended the Sunnah-inspired Ijtima held after Maghrib Salah at the Global Madni Markaz Faizan Madina, which was commenced with the recitation of the Holy Quran. Moreover, Kalam was also recited. On this occasion, Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Amin Attari delivered a bayan on the seerah of the third caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu.
Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa sallam ne farmaya ke be shak Allah Pak ne meri taraf wahi farmayi کہ میں اپنی دو شہزادیوں کا نکاح عثمان سے کر دوں. اس سے معلوم ہوا کہ پیارے آقا مدینے والے مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی شہزادیاں یہ بارگاہ الہی میں بڑی مقبول ہیں, کہ ان کے نکاح کا فیصلہ اللہ پاک نے فرمایا. اور اس سے بھی اندازہ لگائیے کہ اللہ پاک نے اپنے سب سے محبوب نبی رسول ہاشمی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی پیاری بیٹیوں کے لیے جس کا انتخاب فرمایا, یعنی حضرت عثمان غنی رضی اللہ عنہ کا انتخاب ہوا, یہ کیسے بلند شان والے.
In his bayan, Rukne Shura also described the virtues of Sayyiduna Usman Ghani رضی اللہ عنہ being Zunnuran.
علماء فرماتے ہیں کہ عثمان غنی رضی اللہ عنہ کی یہ شان ہے کہ روز قیامت جب آپ رضی اللہ عنہ جنت میں داخل ہوں گے تو آپ کے استقبال میں جنت میں دو نور جگمگائیں گے, اس لیے آپ کو ذنورین کہا جاتا ہے. امام ابو حسین قزوینی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں کہ عثمان غنی رضی اللہ عنہ کی یہ عادت کریمہ تھی کہ آپ وتر کی نماز میں پورا قرآن کریم پڑھا کرتے تھے. اللہ, کیونکہ قرآن بھی نور ہے اور رات کا قیام یعنی رات کو نماز پڑھنا بھی نور ہے. حضرت عثمان غنی ان دو نوروں کو جمع فرمایا کرتے تھے, اس لیے آپ کو ذنورین کہا جاتا ہے.
After the bayan, weekly Durood e Pak were also recited. After Durood e Pak, the participants cleansed their hearts of the darkness of sins through the remembrance of Allah. After Zikrullah, the devotees to Rasool stretched out their hands in dua and asked for the good of the world and the hereafter.
Mahbub e Kareem ki ummat par rahmat ki nazar farma, Mahbub e Kareem ki ummat par nazil hone wali balaon afaton ko dur farma دے, محبوب کریم کی امت کی پریشانیاں دور کر دے, محبوب کریم کی امت کے مریضوں کو شفا دے دے, محبوب کریم کی کی امتیوں کے قرض داروں کے قرضے دور فرما دے.
Dear viewers, Madrin Channel weekly istimaat were held in various cities of the country in which Arkeen Shura and Muballighin Daawat Islami delivered sunnah inspired bayanat.
Whoever learns 1, 2, 3, 4 or 5 words regarding the obligations of Allah Almighty, memorizes them perfectly and then teaches them to people, he will enter paradise. Alhamdulillah, the religion is being served and the sacred knowledge is being spread under Daawat Islami in various countries of the world including Pakistan, and weekly sunnah inspired istimaat are also held. With respect to this, have a look at the visuals of the few weekly sunnah inspired istimaat held in different countries.
دعوت اسلامی ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی ہے اللہ کی نعمت ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی,
آقا کی عنایت ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی,
اللہ کی نعمت ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی, آقا کی عنایت ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی. دعوت اسلامی ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی ہے عاشقان مصطفیٰ کی
دعوت اسلامی,
دین ہے سب کو سکھاتی
دعوت اسلامی,
امت کی ہے خیر خواہی
دعوت اسلامی,
با عمل ہم کو ہے بناتی
دعوت اسلامی.
Let's give you some news from Bangladesh, where a sunnah inspired istima was held for the representatives in Hubiganj, Bangladesh. Rukn Markazi Majlis Shura of Daawat Islami Haji Muhammad Ali Attari delivered a sunnah inspired bayan and motivated the participants to increase and further improve the religious activities of Daawat Islami. Besides this, the head of Bangladesh Mushawarat also motivated the Islamic brothers to keep taking part in religious activities. On this occasion, the member of International Affairs Department, members of Bangladesh Mushawarat and the head of Meghna Division were also present. Let's learn more in this Madani News.
Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Ali Attari, after presenting the invitation towards righteousness in various cities of Bangladesh, travelled to Brahmanbaria to Hobiganj. On this occasion, the member of International Affairs Department and members of Bangladesh Mushawarat were along with Rukneshwar. During the journey, Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Ali Attari told Madani News.
Alhamdulillah, Bangladesh mein hamara safar chal raha hai. Is waqt hum gaadi mein maujood hain, hamare zimmedaran hamare saath hain aur abhi bhi Baria se hamara safar hai Hobiganj aur yahi rasta Silhat ki taraf bhi jata hai. Abhi hum اگلی منزل میں تقریباً ڈیڑھ سے دو گھنٹے میں پہنچیں گے.
A sunnah inspired istima was held for the representatives of Kot Masjid in Hobiganj. It was attended by representatives of different districts of Silhet Division, including Silhet, Hobiganj, and Molbi Bazar districts, and their police stations, unions, and ward level representatives. During the istima, Rukneshwar delivered a sunnah inspired bayan and mentioned the efforts of pious predecessors for the religion.
فیضان اولیا بنگلہ دیش, اولیا اللہ دیش, ہر طرف اولیا اللہ کی برکتیں ہیں. ہر ولی اللہ عاشق رسول, ہر ولی اللہ سنت پر عمل کرنے والا, ہر ولی اللہ کا اپنا ایک انداز, علم دین سیکھنا سکھانا, دین کو حاصل کرنا, دین کو پھیلانا.
The head of Bangladesh Mushawarat motivated the Islamic brothers to keep taking part in the religious activities and presented the invitation towards righteousness.
A Madrasatul Madina for boys was inaugurated in district Sheikhupura, Punjab, where Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Azad Tari delivered a sunnah inspired bayan. Besides this, upon the invitation given by Agriculture and Livestock Coordination Department, Professor Dr. Mohammed Hassan Saleem and the students related with various departments of the University of Veterinary and Animal Sciences Lahore visited Faizan-e-Madina Jauhar Town. They were given a tour of various departments.
A Madrasa Madina Boys was inaugurated under Dawat Islami in District Shekhupura, Punjab. On this occasion, an ishtama was held in which local devotees of Rasool and representatives of Dawat Islami participated. Rukneshwara Haji Afur Azad Tari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on what should be the way of leading life and motivated the participants to teach their children religious knowledge and make them recite Hifz and Nazra. In the end, Rukneshwara offered dua and met with the participants. Moreover, the building of Madrasa Madina was also visited. On the other hand, Dr. Muhammad Hassan Saleem, Professor of Medicine and Director of Student Affairs of University of Veterinary and Animal Sciences Lahore and students of AMPhil final year, third year and fourth year of various departments visited Faizani Madina Johar Town upon the invitation by Agriculture and Livestock Coordination Department, where they were showed various departments and informed about religious and welfare activities. On this occasion, Muballigh Dawat Islami taught practical method of Salah to the students. Professor Dr. Muhammad Hassan Saleem and students met with Rukneshwara Haji Afur Azad Tari. Rukneshwara motivated the Islamic brothers to serve the religion and get associated with the religious environment of Dawat Islami.
Moving, let's give you some more significant news from the outskirts of District Tenno Muhammad Khan Sind, where by virtue of the individual efforts of Muballighine Dawat Islami, 25 people entered the fold of Islam in Sheikh Bhirkio Makan Sharif.
Sheikh Bhirkio Makan Sharif in District Tenno Muhammad Khan, where 25 people embraced Islam because of the blessings of the individual efforts and the invitation towards righteousness from the representatives of Dawat Islami related with Faizan Islam Department and Muballighine Dawat Islami and entered them in the fold of Islam. Muballighine Dawat Islami told the obligations of wuzu and ghusl as well as basic information about Islam to the Islamic brothers who embraced Islam. Moreover, they were guided about offering salah and various sunnah and supplications were taught. With respect to this, Muballighine Dawat Islami told Madani News.
25 غیر مسلموں نے الحمدللہ آج اسلام قبول کرنے کی سعادت حاصل کی اس کے ساتھ ساتھ الحمدللہ ان کو دین کی ضروری معلومات بھی فراہم کی گئی اور ماشاءاللہ جو بڑے اسلامی بھائی تھے ان کو دعوت اسلامی کے تحت کورسز کا سلسلہ ہوتا ہے تو الحمدللہ ان کو کورس کی دعوت دی تو ماشاءاللہ کئی اسلامی بھائیوں نے کورس میں آنے کی بھی نیت کا اظہار کیا.
On this occasion, the fortunate Islamic brothers who embraced Islam were given Islamic names.
Let's include some news from abroad. The invitation towards righteousness was presented by Dawat Islami in Australia and various European countries. The representatives of Dawat Islami met with the Islamic brothers related with various walks of life and presented them with an introduction to the departments of Dawat Islami. Let's learn more in this report.
The invitation towards righteousness was presented amongst the students of educational institutions and devotees of Rasool in Sydney, Australia, in which the head of Australia region presented the invitation towards righteousness. The students were motivated to get religious sciences and to get associated with the religious environment of Dawat Islami to serve the religion. Accounts and admin executive of Pakistan Embassy Dilshad Gilani met with the representative Islamic brothers in Portugal and presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat Islami. The representatives informed him about the global religious and welfare activities and invited him to visit the Madi Markaz Faizan Madina. On the other hand, virtues were donated to the father and grandfather of an Islamic brother, Muhammad Akram Ansari, in Rotterdam, Netherlands, in which the family of the departed as well as representatives of Dawat Islami, students and devotees of Rasul participated. The representatives presented the invitation towards righteousness amongst personalities related with various departments and Islamic brothers in Rome, Italy, and motivated them to offer salah and to attend weekly istimaat under Dawat Islami. The invitation towards righteousness was presented in Gulag Arte, Italy, in which Islamic brothers related with various departments, students and other representatives participated. Muballighe Dawat Islami, while delivering a sunnah-inspired bayan, motivated the Islamic brothers to learn religious education, get associated with the religious environment of Dawat Islami and to travel in Madani kaflas. In the end, Salatu Salam was recited, moreover, dua was offered. On the other hand, the invitation towards righteousness was presented and bayan was delivered amongst traders, IT professionals, PhD scholars, engineers and other personalities in Gothenburg, Sweden. Muballighe Dawat Islami told them the virtues of Qurbani and provided guidance about rulings related to sacrifice. Muballighe Dawat Islami motivated the participants to do various courses under Dawat Islami and get religious education.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, azza wa jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani Channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Dawat-e-Islami be granted.
acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity at all.